It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Make adjustments. I was they'll adjust to you and sort of take it accordingly.
Any game plan, you talk about adjustments, I think that's always a factor when you talk about scouting yourself, self-scouts, and also scouting your opponents. So you're always looking at tendencies and things to change, things to add or do something a little different. But it's, at the end of the day, you still have to execute whatever changes you make. But that's part of any game is about, you know, adjusting.
In the second half, what stood out?
With the inefficiencies, just not only offensively but defensively, it's just a matter of just us focusing in and being on the details of our job.
What goes into an evaluation of how you guys operate on offense, and when you evaluate play calling, like who all is involved in that? Is that the rest of the staff looking at Bobby? Is that Bobby going back over his stuff? How involved are you in something like that?
Yeah, when it comes to our calls and all those things, it's just at the end of the day, myself, Bobby, Frank, we call the games. And, you know, as we call the games, we are coaching our players to execute what we call the right way. So it's not only just the play call, but it's also how are we executing the calls in the right manner.
Players normally like to have a routine. How do you say the team has adapted to playing in a Thursday, then Sunday night, now a Monday, and all the schedule that comes to adapt?
It's typical NFL season for me. It's schedule changes. You play Monday, Sunday, Thursday. We adjust our schedule accordingly, and you know, guys go out and play. Guys are built for this. That's why they're here in the NFL, because they can handle all those different things that happens with the schedule.
Mika, I know you touched a little bit on the night Mechie you had on Sunday. Since you've looked at the film, what else has stood out in that game and just in general lately about his game and what he's bringing for you guys?
The thing that stood out about Mech is just his progression over these past few weeks, just seeing him play with more speed, jumping off the football, running his routes, being more decisive with his route running, and also just beating man coverage with his feet. You know, he took the practice, he took the coaching points, he took it to the field, and he executed the right way, and he showed up and made plays, especially big on third down. And even, like, we knew they would play aggressive man coverage going into the game. So we talked about it all week. You're going to have to make competitive catches. And that's no better play he made than in the end zone on the touchdown. I mean, the defender has his hands in there, but he goes up with aggressive hands and makes a competitive catch. So I'm just really proud of just his improvement and him taking, you know, the coaching, taking the practice to the field on Sunday.
Make that improvement has allowed him to kind of create a larger opportunity for himself in the offense moving forward.
Just keep owning whatever opportunities you get, right? That's what it's all about. Whether it's larger, small, whatever the opportunity is, it's just about maximizing that opportunity. It doesn't matter how many it is. Like, what are you doing with the ops that you get?
With Nico being activated and then not playing, was there any setback?
No setback with Nico. That was just a game time decision.
What did you see from the Titus Howard? CJ kind of, I don't know, fumble kind of exchange. What happened there?
With that play, it was to start the play, we had an issue with the cadence. We all weren't on the same page with the cadence. Guy got off the ball quick. We were late off the ball, and they were able to get the sack on CJ. And I'm not sure what happened. From my perspective, it looked like Titus was just trying to make sure he held CJ, and this is something that, you know, he wasn't trying to take the ball. I would say if you're, you know, speculating there, he wasn't trying to take the football. He's just trying to protect CJ.
Hey, D'Amico, what do you say? You guys have a fair amount of young players, and when you've been around the league long enough to know that there's ups and downs. How do you help them to stay, I don't want to say focused, but I guess positive through these kind of valleys as you're trying to move forward?
Yeah, you have to. Like, that's... that's typical NFL season. Like, you have to grow through the season, and are you getting better throughout the season? And, you know, it's my message to our guys. Like, yeah, we went, you know, toe-to-toe with a really good team and expected to win the game. Didn't play winning football or make winning plays in the second half to finish the game, but that's how the season goes. Like, how are we learning from this game and from our past games? How are we learning from that and how are we growing? Like, you can learn from it, but are you growing and making the necessary, right, corrections, all right, to get stronger as you go through an NFL season? And for our young guys, yeah, it's much longer than college seasons, but it's just about just attacking each day and with the right mindset with our guys and not getting too caught up in the grand scheme of things. It's just about focusing just one day at a time, one play at a time. That's what it's about.
The other day, you made a line change. Where do you think it made strides in terms of the pass block, and where do you think run blocking there was maybe a reason why the run blocking wasn't what it normally is?
Yeah, with the change on our offensive line, when it came to the protection, I thought the guys did a better job of protecting this past week. And, you know, with the run blocking, you know, it was too many negative plays for us, where we have to definitely, you know, attack the line of scrimmage more, be more aggressive running off the football.
Coach, with a player like CJ, and a piggyback off of what Kim was asking, you know, he's a player that takes a lot on his shoulders. He takes a lot of accountability for, you know, for good and the bad. How do you get him to not come into this situation this week trying to do too much?
Yeah, that's for all of us, right? Nobody can shoulder all the responsibility for CJ. He has 10 other guys around him, but just like those 10 other guys and CJ, all the defensive players, special teams, like, everybody has a job to do, right? And everybody is expected to do that job to the best of their ability, and it's just about everybody focusing on themselves, right? And if everybody execute and everyone plays the proper way and do their job the right way, then we'll be fine. Nobody needs to do more or less. Just do your job the right way.
With taking a few more guys, actually, Nico on Friday, practice on Friday, game time decision. Do you anticipate he'll practice tomorrow and practice on the rest of the week?
Yeah, I anticipate him practicing.
Hey, D'Amico, you talking about CJ, how do you think he's handled, not from a performance standpoint, but just over the past several weeks, he's had faced a lot of pressure, taking a lot of sacks. How do you think he's managing that?
Yeah, he's done a good job. I mean, you know, we had some issues there, you know, with the protection, and it's just, you know, he's made some good decisions with it, and with that protection, it also involves him as well, right? It's CJ, it's the offense, it's everybody playing together, right? Making sure we're operating on time, and it's, you know, I think he's handled everything really as best as he can. Being a young player, he's handled it really well. He always carries himself the right way, always has the right attitude. You talk about a guy who, you know, shoulders a lot of the blame, shoulders a lot, you know, good and bad. You know, he's that's what a leader looks like. And that's why CJ, you know, second-year player, that's why he's a leader for our team, just because he's built the right way. He's able to withstand, you know, the storms that come. He's able to withstand it, and that's why I really, really love him. I love his mindset and his attitude, how he attacks every day.
Do you think Nico returning helps a lot of the issues that you've had on offense the last 4 weeks?
Anytime you get a starting receiver back, and Nico, a guy who's been, you know, before he was out, he was the top receiver in the league. So I think anytime you get him back, it's going to help everybody.
Coach, how Bobby and how Frank are involved as far as the coach staff is concerned to call the plays. Do you ever take any, I don't want to say advice, but like Gerard, can Gerard involved in some of the play calling as well?
Yeah, when it comes to the game planning, all of our offensive coaches have input on plays, suggestions, all of those things. So everybody, every coach is suggesting, whether it's run game, you know, everybody has different phases of the game, different situations, third down, 2 minute, whatever it may be. So all coaches have input on putting the game plan together, and everybody, they put it together, all right, together. And, you know, I have some input as well on things I've seen, of things I may suggest to Bobby as well when it comes to the game planning mode.
You mentioned before that it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A lot of times, the second half, you always mention, like, players got to make plays. How much does a guy, like, adding a guy like Nico help you guys kind of snap out the holes in the second half? It feels like a lot of times teams get to make that small, slight adjustments, and that's kind of moving the coaches from the equation. Players got to make plays. How much does adding a guy like Nico help alleviate some of the issues in the second half?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, the biggest thing, coaches make adjustments all throughout the game. So it's not like a big second half adjustment that happens in games. Defenses, they don't run one coverage the first half and come out and run a different coverage. That's not what it is, right? They're always rolling different calls, and you have to be able to make plays based on whatever you're seeing from that perspective. So it's not so much about, for me, not the adjustments. I look at us first and foremost. Right, a lot of people can focus on whatever adjustments defense makes, but it's about us and our focus and our execution. And I'll continue to speak about that because that's the only thing that matters to me is the Texans and how we execute and how we operate. And right now, first half, we had some really good things that happened. It wasn't all perfect. And the second half of the game, we didn't execute the right way. We couldn't get plays started. We got penalties. We got negative plays. We're not blocking the right people on our assignments. So let's do that right. And then let's see how we can play and finish in the second half.
I know you've got a quick amount of time to make the decision after the third down incompletion. It's fourth and four. You guys opt for the field goal. How much consideration was given to keeping the offense out there and maybe trying to never give the Lions back? And how much consideration was also given?
Yeah, all of those things go into consideration. Emi made a long one on the other side. He made it from right there before. So, I made a decision to go with the field goal.
Last one. In your experience, when guys aren't executing, the play – in your experiences in the past, it doesn't have to be particularly this one, but why does that happen?
That's football. Every game, nobody's perfect. Guys, they're always miscues. That's why big plays happen. Most time, big plays happen in football is one side is probably screwing something up, and it's about taking advantages of the miscues that happen on either side of the offense or defense or special teams for that matter. Like that's the game, right? And that's the history of the game, right? Everybody has a responsibility, a role. Everybody's assigned to be on a certain guy in different plays, but guys, at some point, guys mess up here and there and you take advantage of it and you make them pay.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.